back, everyone, to this episode of Thinking Todd. I was going to call out today. I got my wisdom tooth pulled, and I'm going to be talking really weird today. Like, I can't really, like, talk as dramatic and as exuberant as I typically do.
Well, now we're going to see. Do people like you more when you're dramatic or exuberant, or do people like you more when you're
subdued? I'm still
going to
bring it, Corinne, but I'm just not going to open my mouth all the way, so shut the fuck up. But
by the husband, way, hi, everyone, because I didn't get a chance to say hello.
How was your week?
It was, you know what? I don't remember. What do we do again? You have to remind me every day, like every Tuesday.
I don't know. I don't live with you.
You might as well.
How was your week? What did you do?
I don't know. We worked all weekend.
Yes.
Yesterday. What did we do yesterday?
I worked. You went to the studio.
Oh, yes. I went to go make more.
So you worked.
We're making sweat sets.
Oh, cute.
For the front that come with like a little like, because, okay. I know you do. I don't love crew neck sweatshirts, and I don't love the band at the bottom. I hate it. It's like, I can't wear them. I'm so uncomfortable.
But that's like,
but I love sweats.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love sweats. I like a little bit more of an open neck.
Mm-hmm.
And I love, like, I don't like that waistband like that. So we're doing a little concocting over there.
You're going to cut them up? But then they're going to look cut up.
They're
you
not
know
gonna
when
look,
they look fucking cut up.
They're not going to look cut up. We have people that sew.
Yes.
So they're going to have finished edges. And they're going to be beautiful. Oh.
How do you do that? I don't care. Anyway, so I got my tooth pulled on Sunday. And I just want to start talking about this. Let me just tell you. Like, my life is very kid. My husband keeps saying that I'm like a cartoon character. Which is a good analogy when it comes to me. So
he's not wrong.
In the morning, we were on our family car ride. Scarlett was feeding the birds. Typically, when I get my period, I get mouth pain. My wisdom teeth, I had two removed and I still have two when I only have one. But my wisdom teeth start giving me an issue, and that's a fucking thing. You gotta like look it up online. Typically I just like whatever, I take like 8 Advil and, you know, just keep it moving, right? Like, what am I gonna do? My mom, I gotta keep it going. That morning I was like, there's something fucking wrong, Rob. There, it's the bottom of my mouth was aching. Mm. And when I opened up my mouth, I looked, it was swollen, and I felt it, like I washed my hands, obviously, but I felt it, something hard was there. Like, I felt something coming out from the gum. So I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, we got to get the fucking tooth pulled. So I call this place near my mom's house. I'm like, I got to come in. I'm in excruciating pain. They go in. I'm in and out in an hour.
So like emergency dental surgery.
It was an emergency dental surgery. So I went in there, they took an x-ray, and the nurse comes in, puts the x-ray. She's like, where's it hurt? I'm like, oh, my wisdom tooth on the bottom is coming in. She looks at me, she goes, you don't have a tooth there. I looked at Rob, I was like, I'm like, what do you mean I don't have a tooth there? What is it? Is it a tumor? Like, what's going on?
Well,
and she's like, no. She's like, look at the tooth on the top. The tooth on the top was like impacted.
Yeah.
Hold on, it's bleeding a little bit right now. When I talk too much, it bleeds. Okay.
Maybe you should shut up for a little while.
Okay, well, have a great day, everyone. Corinne's gonna fucking take it over today.
I don't want you to hurt yourself. Don't make me have to be a
Hold
bitch.
On.
I'm a concerned friend. Take
so,
the time.
Every time I bit down, it was my jawbone. I was cutting into my fucking cheek.
That had to be very painful.
It was awful.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, because don't they say, like, a tooth over here could cause pain over here?
It caused pain everywhere. My ears were hurting. I was having headaches.
Yeah. Oh.
Everything was affected. So
that was my day yesterday.
They give me needles and this cute little doctor comes in and he's like, all right, he's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm great. Like, just get it done with. I gave birth. Nothing hurts. Totally, completely numb. I don't feel it. And he's like, all right. He starts to, and you just feel a lot of pressure. But these fucking men and women, dental orders, they're fucking strong. Like, he literally, like, you're pulling. Like, I was like, I'm laying there. I'm like, oh my God. Like, he's like yanking it. Imagine if you don't have the bone strength to do that. Like, you have to be a strong person to pull a fucking tooth out of a mouth that's
yeah,
not
they
even
say
loose.
It's very hard.
So anyway, that was done. I sat in the broom with my ice pack and I wanted
I'm
to see
I'm having like PTSD.
They took me in to see it, the tooth.
I'm going to have to go to yours next time I go.
Oh, it was amazing. They were amazing.
Because the last one I went and they had to pull that tooth in the back.
Yeah.
I was in that chair for over an hour. And the doctor goes, you're like a real trooper. Most people would have tapped out by now. I was like, well, I'm in
for
pain.
For one tooth?
They had to like break it and like go in. It was, I'm traumatized. Like I'm like afraid. Like it really bothered me.
There
like
was,
I was like, this can't be every time I go and this has to happen.
There was a young girl that was in the room next to me and she was just hysterically crying. And the doctor was like in and out and she had to get a tooth pulled. He's
I didn't
like, well,
cry.
What do you want to do? She's like, well, I want to be put out for it. He's like, I think that's a little bit overkill, but I want you to be comfortable. I'm still going to have to give you needles in your mouth. Yeah, they can. They're like, do you want the sweet gas? I'm like, fuck it, let's go. And Rob's like, no, she doesn't want the sweet gas.
I won't get that. Regular Novocaine is fine.
It was fine. But anyway, so now that's that.
So wait, was Rob with you?
He was in the room asking questions until they pulled it out. And then he came back in literally right at the very end. And
that's I was by myself, by the way.
I was asking the doctor all these questions. I was like, do you work out? Does that hurt? Does it hurt you? Does it freak you out?
High?
No. It's just being me.
Oh.
Stop.
Sorry.
Anyway, so they gave me ibuprofen 600 milligrams, which is like nothing.
Nothing? Why don't they give you 8?
But I had to stop taking it yesterday because I'm getting my eyebrows, powder brows today. I'm getting my my touch-up.
I want to go.
And the girl texted me yesterday, my friend Jackie, Premier Brow. She's like, Cass, you can't take ibuprofen. You can't have any caffeine.
Why?
But here am I drinking my fucking Red Bull.
Wait, why?
Because apparently caffeine, well, it's a blood thinner. And like you bleed a little bit sometimes.
Is it like tattooed?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what a powder brow.
See, like right now, like that's my, see, like that's the thing. It's amazing. So I have to go for my touch up. But wait, listen to my story. She's like, you can't have any caffeine because the caffeine, apparently, like, John's very interested in this, because the caffeine can stop, can like affect the pain, the numbing. You might feel it a little bit more. But fuck it, I just got my fucking tooth pulled. I don't care, and I'm exhausted. I fell asleep. Anyway, let's talk about the podcast today. I just went off on a tangent. Have fun editing that.
It's like 7.5 minutes of
cast. Right, whatever. Anyway, if you're an oral surgeon, dental surgeon, good for you. Good for you. Okay.
Let's talk about
inclusion of plus size bodies and vendor ads. Maggie Sotero posted on their Instagram this past week. It said, I have it. Do I have it up on my screen? And it annoyed the shit out of me. I feel like it didn't really annoy the shit out of you, but it fucking annoyed the shit out of me.
Well, it doesn't. Okay. I don't want to say it doesn't annoy me. I feel like sometimes I'm a little more used to it. Like, you're still, like, you're, like, noticing things. I mean, like, what the fuck?
Maybe
and I'm like, yeah, they already did
it.
This. Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly.
So they
like,
put this.
Is, like, par for the course with them. Is that what this is saying?
They're saying that's a plus size woman, by the way. So says.
Maybe she's, like, a 20.
Fabulous plus size wedding dresses designed to celebrate your curves. And then if you scroll through, there's these beautiful brides in these beautiful dresses, right? Like, you know what I mean? Oh, I sent it to you, and I'm like, why did they even have to fucking call it out? Like, why couldn't they just put beautiful dresses for beautiful brides?
Well,
like,
first,
why do we always have to call that shit out?
I do want to speak to that. Those aren't specific plus size gowns. I don't know why they would do that because they're not. I think they're saying these dresses are great for plus size people. But here's the thing. Funny enough, I don't know if we've talked about this before. The Irrawaddy, is it behind me?
Oh, it is.
Right there. Perfect. It's right here.
Good.
This is our number one plus size selling dress.
Yeah.
It's nothing like
nothing
those dresses
like those.
Look on
nothing
there.
Nothing like a cookie
Everybody
cutter.
Everybody loves the Irrawaddy. It's a beautiful gown. It's a size 28. I sell more of the Irrawaddy than almost any other dress
really?
In the store. It's the number one selling fitted gown at this moment.
And that's a Maggie Sotero.
That's a Maggie Sotero. Sotero, Midgley, whatever. So.
I was going to write something along the lines of, why do you even have to call it out? Why can't you just fucking write?
Well, the thing
write-
is that they can wear, you can wear whatever you want. Like, no one's saying, like, there's no plus size specific, Maggie dresses. So I don't know why they would write that. But you know what?
To show that your body includes, I feel like.
But do you just say we carry size 0 to 28.
Right. To let people know, but like you don't put a skinny or skinnier bride out there, be like, oh, a beautiful dress for this skinny bride. Like you don't call the bot. Like why even make
That's
comments
true.
On people's figure? It doesn't fucking matter. You know what I mean?
They had a. I really hate calling Maggie out because they're like my favorite designer. But they just say they just do and think like do things or say things, and I'm like, this is a little. Why would you do that? I don't know, Gianna. Do you remember the post that they posted that time? And
like
everyone got on their case about it.
It was for
the clipping.
Yes.
Yeah, but what was it?
What the fuck is
like
that noise?
They were,
I don't know what that. What is that noise?
It was like for like disabled month, and they were like, oh, how to clip.
Disabled month.
It was something weird. They put it with like they were like, oh, how to clip like with somebody in a wheelchair, how to clip somebody that's plus size.
Yeah, they included it.
Tell me you like.
Sorry. That's right.
They
I forgot.
Plus size people.
It was like.
Month, fucking idiots.
It's
Sorry. I know you like Maggie.
I do. I love Maggie. No, I love Maggie too. I love their dresses. Their brand. I love the dresses. I had two Maggie dresses.
I know.
I remember that. Brand. And everyone was like, why are you saying that? Why are you including plus size into a post that has nothing?
Are this we disabled?
Is, why? What? Just can no one just have their own space? Like, well, I don't understand. It was really weird. And a lot of people got on their case about it.
Yeah.
And the girl's like, this is how you clip? It's just the weirdest thing. Like, what is what? They're sometimes they're just a little disconnected. And yeah. I'm like, maybe if you had a couple of
I wonder what they're it's
plus size plumpy beauties on there, like actually working on your stuff. Yeah. But you know what? Hey, that's the way the world works, right? It's always a bunch of like skinnies making.
Is beauty marketing stuck on the pretty sales mentality? That's what I always think about too.
I'm sorry, say what?
So is the beauty industry stuck on the pretty sales?
Of course, because pretty does sell.
Right.
Any kind of advertisement, you see, it's like a beautiful girl or mm-hmm. beautiful woman and a really good looking guy. The vendors do it.
What the fuck is that noise?
I don't know.
Is it like an airplane? It's like a ding.
It's the computer.
Ding.
Up front. Yeah. Do you not hear it? Are you hard of hearing? Don't laugh.
Do we? It's
can you
it's,
go see?
It's like every time you say something, it's like, dude, I can't even it take go, it's like a seriously.
Church bell's like, doing.
Do we change? Like, who the fuck is going on?
So, blah, 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 doing. Goodbye, Gianna.
Anyway.
I can't see shit. I gotta go to the eye doctor.
You know what I mean? You know what I think about? Like, how can vendors be more like, in size inclusive without it feeling performative? That's what I think I'm getting at, because I feel like the Maggie post was very like, oh, we're showing plus size girls on our Instagram. You should be posting women of all figures. Yes. You know what I mean?
You know, I have a huge this is a huge pet peeve of mine. I literally made a rant. I literally don't do it.
I'm bleeding a little bit. Hold on.
Okay. We'll wait. Well, I don't have to wait. Just swallow it.
Can you imagine being a cannibal?
Do you? Ew. Well, you eat red meat, don't you?
But like human.
Well, that's blood. Gross.
It just makes me start. It's just making me think. Go ahead.
Okay. What was it?
I don't know.
Okay. So I did a rant on this on my personal Instagram because it really bothers me when I go through all the vendors. It could be wedding vendor. It could be, you know, I don't know, like a Botox vendor. It could be a photographer. Well, that's considered wedding. It could be any type of vendor. And then I'm watching or I'm going through their Instagram and I'm like, wow, I'm like, this person does really good work, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm looking and I'm like, wow, I don't see no plus size representation right. anywhere. So it bothers me because I'm like, why aren't you showing? Right. It's not possible. Let's use the wedding industry as an example. It's not possible that no plus size people are getting married.
Right.
So where are they?
Right.
Are you – okay, so now you – let's say you're doing like a head photographer or right. whatever it is. So are you like pawning off, being like, well, I'm – as the head photographer, I only want to take, you know, the pretty people and I'm going to give my second shooters – the yeah. girls that maybe won't sell as much. Mm. Is that a thing? I believe it is. And I've heard other people say, other plus size people, I've heard them say that they feel like they don't put their stuff out there as much.
I'm going to spill some fucking tea right now. There is.
That was a very large gap.
There is a hair artist. I've never worked with her.
Calm the fuck down. What did you think I was going to say? There was hair on your head and you acted like a fucking tarantula was crawling up your fucking shirt.
I literally feel like you just took all the breath away. Like, I thought you were going to say there's a hair on me somewhere. I do. You know about the hair.
We know about the hair, but you're not fucking eating a hair right now.
I don't know why it's such a reaction to that.
There's a hair artist. Okay. I never worked with her before. And I've worked with pretty much every hair artist on the island. She's not from the island. She charges a shit ton of fucking money. I don't know where she's based out of. Maybe like Staten Island. I don't know where the fuck she's based out of.
Okay.
Charges a ridiculous amount of money, whatever. Apparently, because I know this for a fact because I had a cousin. My cousin reached out to her and a sister's friend. She asked for a full body shot of that person that was wanting their hair done.
No, stop it.
And it's funny because.
You're lying.
I swear I lied. Why am I lying?
Why are you doing this to yourself?
Calm down. Because I'm not lying. I'm not fucking lying. if you look at our Instagram, they are all fucking gorgeous, like beautiful, beautiful girls, beautiful brides getting married. And I wonder, like, I fucking wonder.
Someone told me that. I'm just going to say it. So when I was a photographer, my father told me years ago, he was like, you know, beauty, it sells ads.
Yeah.
Beauty is marketing. So if you have a beautiful person there, it's going to sell more than someone that doesn't. So people are going to they're going to gravitate. And he was a photographer. So people are going to gravitate towards these people. I was like, that's kind of crap though.
Yeah.
I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it. I think that people want to see people that look like them.
100%.
I want to see real people. So now, I'm not going to lie. I'm not a judge. I judge a little bit. I judge. But I will go through a page, and if I don't see, like, real representation that looks fake, then I just assume that that's just baloney.
Yeah.
I'm like, meh. I'll just assume
they're an Insta-twat?
Well, no. I just assume that they're only putting out – you only want to put out the best work, obviously. You can't possibly say that there's no plus-size people that you could advertise with. Get out of here.
I get it. Because, you know, they're probably looking at their Instagram page thinking the same thing.
I want this to be aesthetically pleasing. I want all girls that have blonde hair and blue eyes and look like Barbie dolls. Get out of here.
Right.
I don't know.
Get it.
I don't like it.
I don't like any of ever. I didn't fucking like it.
It bothers me. So I try to... Here, you notice here too, I have no dresses in here that are specifically for plus size women. You know that?
Yeah, of course. Yes. Every dress that you find here, you can go into a shop that doesn't
and get in any size.
And get in any size.
I don't want to pull in specific plus size brands for that reason.
Because there are specific plus size brands.
There are specific plus
size brands. Which is kind of like
dumb.
And like a slap in the face.
No, well, no, not really, because they're catering to a niche. Like, yeah, like our store is specifically plus size, but I feel like,
but
it's not. I tell everyone when they come in here, they go, oh, I can't shop with you because I'm not plus size. I go, you're more than welcome to come in here. I can get any of these
in any size.
I can get any dress in any size.
Right.
I consider myself truly size inclusive.
That's
because I have a bigger sample, so everyone can try them on.
I remember when I worked here on the floor, one of our first brides, we were the only one that had, what was that vintage Maggie dress name?
Oh.
We were the only store that had it. She called everywhere and no one had it. And you're like, come in and let's.
It was like the Emma or something weird like that.
And she was like a size zero.
Which one?
Reba?
No.
Maybe. No, maybe the Reba. She was like a size zero. Mm-hmm. It was like the Gatsby looking dress.
Mm-hmm.
And no one on the island had it. Yes.
Yeah.
And she really wanted to try it on. You're like, come on in and we'll.
Yeah.
We'll put you in. And we ordered it for her. It was like a two. She was a size two.
Yeah, we've done so many twos.
Right. Right.
We've done everything. Any size from 2 to 32, we've done it.
There's nowhere else you really should.
Yeah, I'm not turning anybody away at the door and being like, you can't shop here.
No.
What do I look like?
No. I think people, when they hear plus size, they think like the frumpy cupcake cookie cutter.
100%. Dress. Do you know how many people come into the store and they go, this is my favorite thing that they all say though. They go, oh my God, I didn't realize that you could have all these beautiful dresses in here.
Really?
You didn't realize? What?
I can't.
Like, why are you?
fuck off.
What should we all wear? Potato socks?
Yes, literally.
Oh my God, the dresses are so beautiful. I had no idea. It's just, fuck off. It's just crazy. Like, to think that, like, you know, you can't have that. That's why I like to keep the store, like, you know. Like a certain way.
It's beautiful.
We were just talking about this in the studio. Your first impression is everything.
100%.
Yeah. I want people to walk through my door and be like, wow, this is beautiful.
Look at all these dresses.
Yeah. Look at all these dresses that I can try on.
Speaking of, we have our first dream dress project.
Yay.
Customer coming in on April 2nd.
Well, we still have to call her. Oh, well.
We didn't call her yet?
Well, she's into phase 3. But by the time this airs, we'll have to call her.
Where is she from? Is she traveling in?
I can't remember. There's a couple of them.
Why is the fucking AC on? Are you trying to freeze me out?
Yeah, it is.
John, it just turned on and these working conditions are dangerous. I'm calling OSHA. It's fucking cold.
Gianna, go turn it off.
Man, that's the first thing I noticed when I walked in here and I had my granola bar fucking freezing my tits off.
I'm still stuck on Cass Hole.
Did you really? Is that what you called me or just come
no,
out?
No,
like Corinne and Cass Hole. Did you see that new TLC special? Not special. It's a new show.
I did see it. I know you know what it is because I sent it to you, fool.
Oh, you did send it to me. You were the one that sent it to me.
So I'm like, did I see it? Yeah.
It's the TLC, the
I was Holly mesmerized.
Mesmerized. Let's talk about
that. I don't think it's on yet, right? April?
No, but when it comes on, we have to.
Oh, we're watching it.
We got to bring it to the table.
We're bringing it to the table.
Because it's so fucking interesting. I thought polygamy and poly... What is it? I can't pronounce
polyamorous?
It. Polynamorous? I thought it was the same thing. Polygamy is illegal in all 50 states.
Yes.
Polynamorous, it's just...
What? Hold on. Is it...
Polyamory. Yes, bitch. I Googled it. It says... Polyamory?
Polyamory. Can you not talk to her?
Okay. Because I Googled, I'm like, no, polygamy and polyamory are not the same thing. Though they both involve multiple partners. Polygamy focuses on marriage to multiple partners, while polyamory emphasizes consensual, non-hierarchical,
you're butchering this.
Relationships without the need of marriage. Polyamory refers to the practice of having multiple romantic or sexual relationships with the knowledge and consent of all partners. They emphasize consensual, non-hierarchical relationships without the need of marriage. So there's a show. Corinne sent me the trailer to the Polly family on TLC. And at first it's like, yeah, you know, it was all great. Like,
Can you just say in layman's terms, polygamy is when one person is married to multiple people and polyamory is when you're like couples are in relationships with each other.
Yes.
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 So it's like multiple, could be two couples, a man-wife, female. It doesn't matter. Whatever.
So fascinating because the show, the trailer was like it was two women and two men. And if for, oh, hold on.
Sorry, because I remember watching it going,
at first I was like, oh, this is interesting. They're really into each other. And at the end, two men like fucking hate each other.
Wait, what did I say to you though? I go, you have to wait for the end.
Wait for the end, because the end.
The trailer.
Because it was like, okay, these people are fucking weird, but wow, like good for them. They're all happy. And at the end, like the two men were sitting there like, we're all in relationship with each other, but if we weren't, I wouldn't be friends with him. And we're just like,
he was like, yeah.
And they have kids.
Wait. Yeah, they have kids.
Have kids, and then the trailer, they're like, who's the dad? We don't know, because I slept in his room that one night and his the other room the other night, so we don't want to find out who it is because it could cause hard feelings.
But the best part, that was a good part of it, but the best part was at the end when the one woman was basically like, I'm interested in somebody else. So there's a third gentleman lurking around somewhere. Yes. How they made it sound.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not that's true or not, I don't know. But I'm here for it.
I want to know where they're from. I'm going to Google that.
You Google it. Tell me where they live.
The Polly family on TLC. Everyone, I feel like... And then it got me to thinking. I'm going to tell you what my thoughts were. So the Polly family on TLC. What is the Polly family? Where are they from? Hold on. Tuesday, April 29th at 10 p.m. There follows four individuals navigating life as a closed polyamorous quad.
Yeah, there you go. It's two couples.
Here they are.
Okay, put them in there.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so.
Good for you.
Tyler, Alicia, Taya, and Sean. And where are they from? And you know where they're from? Hold on. Because this shit ain't happening in fucking Massapequa, Long Island, all right? I mean, there could be swingers.
That's...
I don't have my lavalier on because I didn't bring my laptop. But I was on Bumble and I started talking to this guy and I was talking to him for like a week. And then all of a sudden he's like, just so you know, I have a girlfriend. And then I was like, no. And then I blocked him.
Did you put him on that website? Are we dating the same guy? Nassau, Suffolk?
Don't blow up that website.
No. Oh, sure. No.
Their spot.
Are they from? I need to know where they're from.
Can I just say...
What? What?
Do you remember the dating game?
Tell us about your love life. Bring him on. Bring him on the show. What?
I don't know who he is anymore.
Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. But they're... Listen, Cass, there's these people... They're everywhere. Like, this is like a thing now. Did you find out where they live? Gianna, can you Google it?
Hold on.
She's having a hard time and I can't get... She's not concentrating.
Where is the Polly family live? On TLC. Well, take it. The Polly... They live in Los Angeles, California.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I thought they were going to say like Omaha.
Alabama. I think it's Omaha.
The show is about navigating jealousy and boundaries in poly relationship. But let me ask you something. There can be no... I feel like there... Like, what boundaries do you have if you're in a polyamorous relationship?
Listen, I think they do have rules. I think that's like a thing. Like, it's not something that like is... I think there's like... Well, I don't know. Maybe there isn't rules.
I know people. There are rules.
Can they?
There are rules, right?
I'm not friends with them anymore.
Yeah.
Why?
They're doing too much.
They're doing too much. I think it's, listen, it's a lifestyle and it's okay.
It's fine.
My thing is that I'm always interested in different family dynamics. Like, that's like, I'm like, ooh, that's fascinating. Tell me more. Like, yeah. I need to know.
No, I'm definitely, like, I'm so interested in this.
Like,
I really am.
Is it like one husband's being grumpy and you go next door and the other husband's like, hey, come, I'll give you a little massage.
Like, and do they, like,
I don't
do
know, the girls, I'm so upset about that.
Like, are they, do they, like, I want to know. I want to know everything.
No, I don't think that, I mean, maybe. Like, oh, you're saying, like, are they all,
yeah,
like, intertwining? Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure there are couples
like the
that
girls
do that,
and girls
though.
And, oh, 100%.
I'm sure there are. Yeah. I don't know. That wouldn't be mine. I would probably be like, this one's grumpy. I'm going next door.
Yeah.
To be like mushed on. That didn't sound right. Like mushy.
Did you tell us something?
Is Rob not mushy?
No.
Really?
No.
Never.
Never.
You guys are never mushy with each other.
No, he did. He says, I'd be like, rub my back. Be like, no.
I'm oh,
like,
yeah. Paul hates doing anything like that.
No, he's not fucking mushy. Paul's not mushy.
No.
What do we do? We're mushy.
Find another boyfriend.
Shit. Should we call up Ty, Aisha, and whatever, and be like, hey, are you guys taking applications? Fuck, don't make me laugh.
Sorry. But I'm very interested in this show. I want to know what the ins and outs are.
I
need to know.
And it kind of gets me to thinking. Like, I feel like, how long has this been? Like, it's so... Like, if my grandparents were still... Like, I go to these weddings every week, right? And... They have like the anniversary dances, and it's like the DJ's on the dance floor. He's like, all right, if you've been married for longer than 3 hours, stay on the dance floor. And then the bride and groom sit down, and at the end, like, you know, all right, about 50 years, 60 years, 70 years.
But you like that, you said.
I love that. I remember the 70 something years, this couple. Like,
that's crazy.
And then I look over to my friend who I'm like, imagine fucking being with somebody for 70 something years. Like, you must, just insane to me. I just feel like relationships, marriage, I feel like, was this always a thing? Was this culture or lifestyle always a thing?
What, are you saying that you have like an exit plan with Rob?
No. Where the fuck do you get that from? Where do you get that from? Where did you
were like, 70 years is like too long.
No, but that's like a long, like that's, no, it's just like, it's like you're like, oh my
but
God.
But do you think that you guys are fairly young? All right, 70 years, you probably, well,
no, they definitely got married like on a street in Italy in front of like.
But I'm saying like you and Rob could easily hit 50 years married.
No, 100%. No, but just like it's admirable to watch it. And I'm just thinking like this shit now, you know what I mean? Like, can you imagine telling the people that were married for 70 years about this polyamorous lifestyle? Like, what do you think they would think about that? It's just insane.
I think that like back then, I think that people, it was like, I don't know. I feel like everyone cheated back then.
What?
Yes, I do.
I think they didn't cheat at all.
I feel like people cheated all the time.
100%. I don't think so, because I think there was no such thing as social media. There was no such thing as dating apps.
There's no such thing as your neighbor next door? Did you not see any people? What do you mean?
No, but like, it's...
Any Italian movie and every mobster has a wife that he takes out on Saturday takes out on Friday.
I know what you're saying, but I feel like that old school love, like, there was not as many... What's the word called? What's the word called when you're like...
Options.
What's that word?
Like
temptation.
Temptation. Okay.
I feel like there was not that much. There wasn't like temptation like there is today in today's world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like that's what I feel like. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah.
But I don't know. I think the temptation, it doesn't necessarily. We have temptation because you're online. You're doing things. But if you think about it, before social media, did you not have temptation?
No, you did have temptation, but not at your fingertips.
Because men went to bars.
But not at your fingertips when like there's like you know, like you know what I mean? Like there's not. It's different. You can't fucking sit there and say it's not different. I get it.
I'm not saying it's not different, but I'm also.
Hold on. There's not that much temptation. I get what you're saying, but you're wrong and I'm right, okay? And that's just that. That's just the fucking bottom line.
Except everyone in the room agreed with me.
Yes.
Can I drop a gem?
Wait, can you what?
Drop a gem.
You're like opening my eyes up to this new
lingo.
Go on.
I'm only 30. I'm not.
No, I know, but it's fascinating. Go ahead.
But yeah, those like celebrity parties, I feel like all
it's the computer.
It's fine. I feel like all these people have multiple partners and shit. And that's why these parties are no phones allowed.
These,
like, Diddy accusations are coming out. Because, like, these people, I feel like when you have more power and more money, most people feel like I should have more girlfriends or like boyfriends.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but I just noticed like with the like those kind of people, like that 1%.
Jenny, we have to stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're married for the camera, but in their like real life, they're hooking up.
Well, like Will Smith and.
Yeah.
Didn't they have a thing? Like they were married.
I think they have an open. Will Smith and Jada?
Yeah.
I think they have an open relationship. Which is basically like you can.
Yes.
Yeah. But that is not an open relationship. I do not believe is the same thing as like a polyamorous relationship.
How though?
Because an open relationship, they're a polyamorous. I think they're all together. Like it's the like at the show, it's a quad. Yeah. So it's four of them in a relationship with each other.
Yeah.
So she, you know what I'm saying? But an open relationship is okay. So I'm married. He's married. If he wants to have something on the side, he's allowed to, but I don't believe you're allowed to bring it into the home. If I'm not, yeah, that's not a thing. They don't live together. Like, it's like I'm allowed to see people outside of whoever I'm dating.
Very
which
interesting.
Which is a huge thing to, listen, there's a lot to of things that own. Go on.
Birds of a feather. Like, it's fine. You know what I mean?
I mean.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But we're going to watch it. And you can't tell me, like. Oh, we're watching 100%. But like, why make it like it's performative? Like, I feel like you're putting that you're opening yourself. Like, I don't want to hear it. You know what I mean? Like, it's obviously a fascinating thing. It's not, it's you can't say it's not. I don't want to say normal because I'll get shitted on for it. But it's not your average American is not in a polyamorous relationship. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a show and we're all going
to. But I feel like kids. I feel like this.
What do you mean kids?
Us. Like, well, not me, but like. The 21-year-olds, the 18-year-olds.
Yeah. I feel like things are progressing. Yeah. Things are people are very progressive now and like doing things differently and they're looking for ways to, you know, change lifestyles. So I think they're making shows about this because it happens more often than you think it does. And that's really? Why they're making shows like this to bring light to it and be like, you know, people are actually doing this. Like, that's just, you think that there aren't more, there's probably
no,
tons
I know
of people
there's
on
like
the island
swingers
in
and shit.
Open
so are they swing? Like, you know, I
well,
get it.
Swingers, that's a whole nother.
See, I feel like they're all very similar. Polygamy,
well,
polyamorous.
Because it all has to do with relationships.
Yeah.
So, listen, the average person, just like me, you, whatever, we're in like monogamous relationships. We're with the one person and that's it. And
Scarlett loves those strawberries. Is that why you're having them? Do you love them? Is that why they're amazing? Anyway, go ahead. Reminds me of my baby. Go ahead.
So yeah, I mean, but there's so many different dynamics, and I learn that every day too, because like the more people you meet, especially here, so many brides come in and they have like different relationship and different dynamics and stuff that I'm like, wow, I didn't even realize that was like, oh great, good for you, good for you.
You gotta have a main though. There's always a main and everybody's a side.
Yeah,
like a side piece.
Yeah,
yeah. You got
basically.
You can't have an equal amount with. Especially women. You can't have an equal amount with everybody. You
know, well, we're going to find out about the pop with this one.
You
that's
have to watch
why I'm
this, too. You have to watch this. You have to watch the poly.
I've seen everything on TLC.
TLC is the one of the best. TLC and Bravo all day.
We should be
like,
on
please.
TLC, but anyway.
I fucking love, like, everything on TLC. Like, they used to have those, My Strange Addictions, where the guy, like, fucks his car. Yeah. He was in love with his car.
Oh,
he's laying underneath the car, making out with the muffler. Fascinating. Fascinating. You never saw that episode?
I watched the one where she was like eating toilet paper.
One guy, one woman married a retired roller coaster from a theme park.
But how do you marry an in? You know what? This conversation has gone.
No, you
got to
fucking look at it. You really do.
How are you marrying an inanimate object?
You have to watch the show. It's my, TLC, My Strange Addictions. Like, they would drive there and go to, you watch it, go to visit it.
Is that legal?
It's like, I don't know. And there was one person who like sniff. I don't know. Don't make me yell.
Don't be, you guys, listen, if you're going to come to this table with stuff like that, you need to be coming with facts.
Hold on. TLC, My Strange Addiction marries, was it a roller coaster or a Ferris wheel? Happily married to a carnival ride.
How? Who married them? It's not legal. She can't be here like, oh, well, does he have a pension? I don't understand.
Did they see the one where they ate their house?
I'm done. That's pica. Wait, that's an actual
that's
thing.
That's pica.
My name is Linda. I'm 56 years old. Look. I live outside of Tampa, Florida with my husband of 3 years. I am happily married to a carnival ride called a skydiver. His name is Bruce, and we've known each other since 1981.
His name is Bruce.
Good for her. Linda is one of the rare people who identify as an objectum sexual or OS. OS people have romantic with inanimate objects.
Was an airplane.
Oh, she left the airplane.
The last serious relationship I had before I met Bruce was with a locomotive. That
bitch gets around. Bitch likes those vehicles. Get her the fuck away from Blippi, because all that motherfucker talks about is trains, vehicles, cars, planes, balloons.
Who knows Blippi?
Blippi? Giada knows who Blippi is.
He's a very controversial person.
All right, let's not talk about... Oh, God.
The original Blippi's pretty hot. Do you know who I'm talking about? Yeah, he's hot. Okay. Does Sam still make fun of me with all my friends? We were talking that day about our friend group.
She says, I just don't see.
So we were at Corinne's house one night celebrating her birthday. Yay. And what we were talking about? We were talking about bridal parties.
Yeah, we were talking about like bridal parties, the size of bridal, like how many people did you have in your bridal party? And Cassidy obviously said that she had...
I had 18 people in my bridal party.
She basically had, a little bit over a baker's dozen. And
a baker's dozen. What is a baker's dozen?
13.
Why do they call it that?
No clue.
Can you Google that?
Because it's like, I think it's, someone can correct us. I think it's 12 and one to try. I have no idea.
The baker's just like, doo-doo-doo.
Like one for extra. Yeah, like this is the one I'm going to eat. So I made a dozen and then, Jesus. It's like a zoo in here today.
It is a fucking zoo.
I'm going to tell you, I love it. I love this better than having a silent... like background.
No, me too.
Because you know what? Listen, this is life for us.
This is real. This is all
this is real. This is what goes on in the store. Anyway. Dropping phones, ding, buzzing soup. Things.
Originated in
soup.
I like soup.
In England, where bakers would include an extra loaf.
She really is looking at the baker dozens. Waste
penalties for selling underweight bread.
They gave us. Give it to me.
I accidentally, so I was like, oh, I want like an extra load of tiny loaves. So I got
Panera sent us a baker's. Don't make me laugh. Wait, Panera.
We are sponsored by Panera today?
Sponsored by Panera, think it's time.
It's all a bread break.
Everyone wait, are you break. Fucking kidding me? Wait, did we pay for this?
Yeah, they're all, now it's done.
Or not three, it was like $2.
Yeah, they're cheap.
A little snack.
That's all hysterical.
Right, well, shit, good. I can gnaw on that with my teeth. Anyway, so I
we could like smack each other with the head with these things. Let's beat each other with Panera bread.
Wait, so I had 18 bridesmaids, and then she asked me, do you still talk to them? And I truly do. So I have, all right, so I have different groups. So I went to Plainridge High School, and there's a group of 8 girls, and we're still in a chat together. My 20-year high school reunion is coming, and we call each other the diamonds. So I have my diamond chat. Then I have my cosmetology friends who I met when I went into college, who will do like hair and makeup. Those are my Cosmo girlfriends. And then I have my random best friends that I met like later on in life, like you, my friend Steph Blonde from the wedding industry, Bella, I'm very close to, my friend Brittany. So I have like all sporadic best friends too as well. Within my other best friends. And Sam couldn't get over it. She's but I feel like there's multiple people out there that...
But you said, though, you specifically said that you confide more in some.
Yeah, there's... I consider, like... Yes.
Yes. And that's okay.
And it's fine.
Like, I think that's what she... Because I was like, listen, I have a lot of acquaintance... Like, I have a lot of friends, but there's people that I'm like, these are my...
That you can be vulnerable with.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. I mean, I still know, like, I know a good deal. Like, I'm there for everyone. Like, I know a good deal about what's going on in everyone's life. And, like, always, you know, but.
You're, like, checking in.
Checking in. Constantly. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't. There's just some people that I could be more, like, if I'm having, like, if I need to, like, hysterically cry, I'll call you. I'll call my friend Steph.
Yeah.
Dabinger. My friend Steph DeFalco. And I have my friend Lisa. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Way to cheapen it.
I have to poop.
You're chatty today.
I know, because I...
Which is crazy.
I had my fucking Red Bull. I haven't talked in fucking 2 days because of my tooth. I feel like today...
Last week I was chatty.
But I will say, like, this is like loosening... This is loosening up.
Let's go.
It's loosening up as I go.
Maybe that's
like, it felt very tight, but now that I'm talking more... You could... It's like all the way in the back.
No, but
I'm
just looking at your cheeks.
No, I'm not swollen. I'm not swollen. That's because I literally kept the...
Literally.
That's actually the new name of the podcast.
Literally.
With Corinne and Cass. I had a ice pack on it from the minute I fucking left. I got this bread looking at
just
me.
Just eat a piece of bread. No one gives a shit.
I gotta eat it.
It'll
on the
actually
side.
Be probably entertaining.
I gotta eat it on the side of my mouth.
Just take a piece out and put the dough in your mouth on the
That's
left
what
side.
I'm gonna do. Jesus, do we have a knife for this?
Oh, that was weird.
I can't believe we got this much bread. There's no fucking way. Anyway.
Did you peel a piece?
I'm going to. I'm going to take the stuffing out.
The stuffing.
Okay, wait. Redemption.
Yes, please.
Last week,
redeem
Corinne,
me.
Last week, Corinne talked shit about her neighbor and the light.
The Christmas tree light.
The Christmas tree light on their little, like, penis tree in the front.
Do you have the video?
I have the video. So Corinne sends me a photo last night.
It was a video.
Or video. And I was like, wow, that is a fucking hideous tree. Hold on. And now I feel bad. Because she's like, I need to be redeemed. What is that?
It's the tree. And this one
that
is changing colors.
It's very odd.
They changed it to Easter now.
That's only the tree.
It's so weird.
I don't even care about the house. It's this tree that draws me.
Well,
it's
on the other side by the happen. Other neighbor's yard, there's a Christmas tree.
Yeah, there is. Well, it's a triangular tree. And then there's...
It's just, you know what? It's ugly. Like, if it went all the way up a tree, I could understand, but that's really weird.
But what do you need that for now?
Did you tell them?
And no, but my thing, like, if Gianna...
They're never letting it down.
Let's say Gianna was little, let's say. Like, they, like the girl, let's say the girls were younger.
Like Scarlett would like
Yeah,
that.
And they came to me and said, hey, I want to keep the Christmas lights on. I'm not... You look like you're packing the cotton in.
Skull, I'm dipping.
I would be like, listen, there's a time and there's a place and it's not Christmas season and we have to take the lights down. They'll be back next year.
Right.
If this is like a
Do
thing
they have
where...
small kids?
Yes.
Oh.
Not small, small, but they're the one is younger, I think.
Right.
But I'm like, you know, who... This I'm gonna get shit for this too.
No, just yeah. Say it. It's a safe space.
I'm, and this really has nothing to do with the Christmas lights. I feel like who's running your house, you or your children?
Hmm. Wow. So now you're shitting on them, their parenting skills.
Well, hey,
meanwhile,
listen.
The dumb fucking husband could like it, Corinne.
I don't think so.
Would you put some bread in this?
Yeah. Well, here, pull a piece out. You want some?
Just take the whole fucking loaf because it's yeah, like another low loaf right here.
All right. Well,
so that's my thing. Like, if this, hypothetically, if this was a thing where they were coming to you being like, but I want to keep it up all year, I'd be like, listen, Gianna, Sid, Sam, next year, it doesn't make it more, it makes it less special.
It's the same lights and they just change the colors?
Yes. But this is why the holidays come but
they
once
got those.
A year.
Pretty cool, though. Like, how they all different. Like, how did they get the different things to change?
It's a computer thing. What do you mean? You never went to those houses.
Are you
going to
start
Christmas?
A petition or like post on like the Oakdale Facebook
No,
group?
I don't care enough about that. And I'm not that person. So I'll just complain quietly to myself and to you and to all of our viewers.
I'm going
to
DM your neighbor this
the,
video.
Like 640 of them out there.
640 what?
We're like moving up on YouTube. People are really watching our podcasts.
We're not going to give up.
We're not giving up. We're never going
away.
We're
never going to fucking go away.
We're never going away. Ever.
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 And now that wedding season is about to start, we are going to come back with fucking stories for you.
Oh my God.
Are you a couch rotter or a bed rotter?
I love my bed. I'm a bed rotter.
Yeah.
Like I could just lay in my bed all day.
Me too.
I have my little Dyson fan.
Mm-hmm.
It's like yay big.
Mm-hmm.
3 feet maybe tall. I put that thing on. It's like air conditioning. Helps with my hot flashes.
Mm-hmm. How are those going?
How they're going.
You know what I didn't notice? When I talk on the video sometimes mm-hmm. and I'm like congested, I do this hack and it's fucking disgusting. Do you not notice that?
What does it sound like?
Like it's fucking gross. Like I.
Oh, yeah. You're like, I feel like you're just clearing your throat.
It's disgusting.
Really?
I wonder if other people think that too.
Huh.
I wonder if they're like driving, they're listening, and they're like, they like immediately shut it off because I would if I heard someone just fucking hacking.
I feel bad because allergy season's coming, and I know I'm like a sniffle. And it's hard to like...
Gianna, are you a bed rotter or a couch rotter?
I don't know. I can't sit still, so like I'll go to the couch. And
you don't rot?
She does. She could stay in her room all day. She's
better
lying.
Couch.
No, I can't.
You're a fucking couch rotter. I knew it.
My room is so fucking far. I don't want
to... Is it far?
Across.
My mansion, she says.
I'm tired. I'm gonna sit on the couch.
No, this is, let me tell you something. When my house is not huge. I mean, it's a nice size family home. Mm-hmm. When I go upstairs at night, if I go up, ask Gianna, I'm not coming back down.
Same.
As soon as I'm up, nope. This is why I'd never eat at night. Because as soon as I walk up those stairs, I am done.
Yeah.
I could go up at 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, same. Let's say to rot, and I will be like, I'm not eating. Last night, I did call Gianna because I had the worst migraine. Gianna knows. And I was like, can you make me an egg and toast? I was dying all day yesterday.
You made her an egg and toast?
Good for you.
She did. What kind of eggs?
Scrambled. And sourdough raisin bread. Oh my God, so good.
Wait. I did the same thing. Me and Rob got into the bad habit since Scarlett was born, even when she was a newborn, when she went down at like 7:30, we were down.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Paul comes up around like 9:10.
There's just no reason to be downstairs in the living room past 6 o'clock at night. Like when it's time for Scarlett to shower, we all go up and then like, all right, then we just go lay in our, lay in the big bed and
we will sit around in the living room at night and that's like we all talk. And it's so funny because what's Dad's biggest pet peeve, Gianna? When we talk about work, when we come home, because we're sitting on the couch.
Communicating.
He goes, you guys were together all day. He's like, and now you're going to sit here and talk about work. And I was like, yeah, but we don't talk about work at work because we're working.
Yeah.
So when we get home is like when we literally unload. Me, Gianna, and Sid just being like, like 1,000 words a minute. And Paul's like, pause the TV. Then he'll like listen to us. And then there's a break in our conversation. So he hits play.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we're like, blah, 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 and he's like, pause. And he gives us all the evil eye.
What, you all just have, like, you just sit there and watch TV as a family?
We would watch, like, we watch, like, stupid stuff. Like, well, they watch Survivor. I watch Survivor. And then we'll watch, like, Big Bang or, like, I don't know.
Mm.
Oh, I got a good question.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dinner on the couch with TV or dinner at a table?
We do both.
I did not grow up eating dinner at the table.
Really?
No.
It depends on what we're eating.
Table.
Always. Really?
Do you know that I'm one of five? My mother didn't go back to work until my youngest sister was in kindergarten. And my sister Bridget's 25 years old. I'm 30, gonna be 38. So there's a big age gap.
So she was basically
every fucking night we would come home, she would have dinner on the table.
Yeah, my mom was the same.
I remember I used to sit at the head of the table. I used to make my dad not sit at the head of the table because I was that fucking bitch. Yes, I'm like, nope, I'm sitting here tonight, Dad. I was that girl at the head of the table across from my mom. My dad sat to the left of me. He just didn't want to argue with me after a certain point because thank you.
You really are a casshole.
And yes, now that I'm a mom and I have to figure out like meals, I said to my mom, like, mom, I would have let us all fucking starve. I don't know how you did that. Because the fact that this woman, like every night, like a full.
Yeah.
And she's a great cook.
Yeah. So is my mom. Well, yeah.
I'm like, how did you not just make us fucking pizza bagels every night?
Yeah.
No, we would have like a pork loin.
Oh my God, my mom used to make those too. She used to make us like
a gravy, a roux, a fucking roux. And I'm like, bitch, really? I'm like, Rob, order the pizza.
Yeah. Friday night, the only night that my mom was, Friday was like pizza night. So she would go and get like pizza from Coliseo.
Because she was fucking tired. That's why.
Probably exhausted, but she made chicken cutlet. She made everything. Like you said, she used to make this like roll with like pork and like
chicken cordon bleu.
Yeah. No, I didn't like Swiss cheese, but like she used to make like the craziest thing. Yeah, I don't like Swiss cheese.
You're disgusting.
Why am I disgusting? Because I don't like Swiss cheese.
Do you like Swiss cheese?
No.
Oh, fuck off.
Thank you. No, it does have flavor. It tastes like an old sock.
Yeah, the flavor is like an
do you eat old socks?
Not usually. Mm. But actually, I do. If you don't like Swiss cheese and you're gonna have Swiss cheese, there's one that's Jarlsberg. Delicious. That's the only one I'll eat.
There is no,
because it doesn't taste like the others.
There's no cheese or deli meat that goes in my mouth that's not fucking Boar's Head. And I'm sorry. I know
did you guys all get Listeria and shit?
No. Okay, listen, good. I know there was a Listeria situation a couple of a year ago. I didn't buy bologna for a longest time, but I'm starting to get back into my bologna game, and I will not have fucking Yardsley.
It's Jarlsberg.
Never.
It's Swiss cheese.
Boar's Head or die. Always.
First of all, that's the name of the cheese. It's Jarlsberg Swiss.
It has to be Boar's Head cheese.
That's like just whatever, man. You're ridiculous. Are you okay? Are you okay? Who am I?
All right. My mouth is starting to get sore.
Oh, sorry. Do you want to do thick and tired?
Let's start thick and tired. I will start. I am tired. No, I am thick. My thick are my eyebrows. So I'm going tonight to my friend Jackie, Premier Brow and Premier Makeup and Brow. I sent your Instagram page. She did powder brows on me. First, I got my eyebrows microbladed and they came out fucking terrible. They like I spent so much money on it. I have very oily skin. It should have been a powder brow to begin with. So I got them done like a year ago, and I'm going for my touch-up tonight. It's going to be fabulous. I can't fucking wait, because your eyebrows literally change your entire face, and I'm very excited about
it. I got to get mine threaded.
My thick is that I – my tired is that I waited so long to get my tooth pulled because I was in such fucking agony, and now, like, it's such – even though my mouth is sore, but I feel so much better. So my advice is just go get your tooth pulled by really strong oral surgeons and don't wait till the last minute. You go. So I can eat my soup. Hurry up.
Okay. So my thick is my same thick from last week. It's my hair.
Oh, okay.
Because I changed it now back to the red. So it was blonder, so now we don't have to hear about more this. Strawberry. So now I'm back to the red. So everyone tell me which one they like better. Plus that will maybe get us some interactions. Someone talk to us. But I do like the red a little bit better. I think it suits me better. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then my tired... Is it that goddamn tree still? No, it can't be the tree.
It looks like a I don't want to say
it's terrible.
A couple of weeks ago, my tired was employees. Not employees. Employees as in hiring people, employees. Well, like looking for, you don't remember?
I remember.
Yes. So now I was like, I'm not hiring anyone. I'm on a hiring freeze. I'm not doing it. I can't deal with people. Like, this is just crazy. So we had to open up our thing again. And we had to open it up to hire someone because I need someone for the store for weekdays because, you know, I don't
know. We can't even get into it on the podcast
because I will piss. I'm just pissed off about
it. We need people to come into the store and fucking sell.
No. So we put the form up, you know, for people apply to a job. Yeah.
On Indeed.
And yes. And I said, I would like for people to have bridal style experience. And that's all I'm getting is people that don't have bridal style experience. And I'm getting phone calls and people are like arguing, which is crazy to me.
What do you mean arguing?
Well, I have this experience. Okay, well, that's great, but I need a stylist. Right. So if you've never worked in a bridal shop in the bridal industry, I need someone that's, I don't know. Maybe I'm old. Am I getting old where I'm like bitter against the younger generation? Bitch. Is that what's happening? She's saying no, but I don't know.
I love my job. I have to say no.
Well, don't make me laugh.
No, I'm serious. Like, is that like, I don't know.
What you're looking for is very niche.
I know it's very niche. And I'm willing to wait for the right people to like come in.
They're out there.
But I'm not gonna argue with people on the phone because you're not qualified for the position that I'm looking for. Are you serious? Did you think that was gonna get you the position faster?
That's fucking
by arguing
insane.
With me? That's not gonna do it.
That's insane.
I say words of the wise. No, you know, when you're applying for a job and they're telling you one thing, maybe listen a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't argue with the people.
Don't argue with the fucking boss.
Don't call back. Yeah. Don't call back. Guys, like, don't ever call again. You're dead to us. We're uninterested now. What does Sydney say? My interest is lost. Yeah.
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
Click. Fuck. Anyway, I'll be back next week with a healed mouth.
Thank God for that.
We'll be back next week,
and then we'll have right after that will be the day after is the. Yeah,
I'm so excited.
So we're gonna we'll talk about that on the.
Oh
pod.
Yeah, let's talk about
yeah,
it.
We'll talk about it
because we can get more into detail about our lovely first bride.
Yeah, we can like really like let you know like what she's wow
that fucking bread staring at me. So until next time, see you next Tuesday.